Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know what that certified organic label on your food really means? Learn all about that label and why organic is worth it at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
You can tell a lot about an instrument made from wood by studying the pattern of annual tree rings, the instrument's age, where it came from. The study is called dendromusicology. Well, Austrian artist Bartholomäus Traubeck takes tree rings one step further. He turns them into music in a composition he calls Years. To make tree ring music, Traubeck saws thin cross sections from trees. Then, applying a mathematical formula, he plays the platters on a device that looks a lot like a turntable.
The tree slice is turning like a disc, and the tone arm is constantly being moved to the inside of the disc like on a regular record player. The difference is that basically it's just a camera, and this camera is a modified camera, a very fast one, and the camera is just moved in, and it waits until there's a tree ring passing the camera's field of view, and then it's translated into a sound. Sometimes it's a series of piano tones, sometimes it's just one sound, and the melody is defined, for instance, by the rate of growth. In essence, I play the tree's year rings.
This first piece that you recorded, what kind of tree did you use?
It's a fir tree. And it's very minimalistic because it grows very fast, and therefore it has big gaps in between the earrings.
It's a very dark piece of music.
Yeah, I have an algorithm that defines what kind of tree gets what kind of mixture of scales, and this is computed by the overall texture of the tree and the color of the wood and stuff like that. So whenever you put a fir tree on, you will get C minor usually. That's a little dark sounding then, yeah. It's sort of a poetic translation into music. Every time you put the record on, even though it's the same slab of tree, it will be slightly different because I would have to start, say, at the exact millimeter point of the record every time, which I can't. If I would have to say what part of the music is coming from me and my decisions and what part is coming from the tree, then I would have to say, I guess, 50-50.
So different trees can produce different music?
Yeah, sure. If I put on an ash tree, it produces some completely different piano music. The ash tree is kind of... it has a very interesting texture. The earrings are very close together, it's very compressed, and it's very complex. It has a lot of information in there, and they grow really differently from something like a fir. And I think you can really hear that. But you can really hear the structure. There's some rhythms, if you listen closely, that always repeat. For example, with this one, I really know that there's a part, you know, where the tree grew in a special direction a little bit more than another one. And you can hear this with every revelation.
What happens when it goes by a knot or a crack in the wood?
It usually interprets that as a signal. It computes that the same way as it would do with earrings. And since there's a lot of signal, it just, you know, there's a lot of sounds at the same time. It's like just hitting your fists on the piano.
So why did you use a piano? Could you have used a guitar or a cello or an orchestra?
Yeah, I could have, but I felt that a piano is some kind of instrument that always sounds a little pleasant any way you play it. It's an instrument that people are really used to, you know, to the sound and to the feel that's associated with it.
We're going to hear the walnut music. If you could just describe that for us.
that's really stressy and artsy. There's so much data in there, and at the same time there's not, because my machine, it reads a lot by brightness and contrasts, and the walnut piece is very dark. There's a lot going on without a lot of progression, actually.
Yeah, it's got a nice beat, but I don't know if I can dance to it. Do you like the music, the sound of the music?
The sound of this machine?
Huh?
I don't like it anymore, to be honest. I've worked on this quite a while now. At first, I found it really fascinating, but like anything, I have to forget it for a while to be able to listen to it again. So right now, it's a little too much for me, but yes, I do like it.
Bartolomeus Traubeck, thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you for the interest, and looking forward to whatever you're doing with it.
Bartolomeus Traubeck is an Austrian media artist. This cut is from A Slice of Common Spruce. The music goes round and round at our website, loe.org.